104.5 The Zone. 8:48 The Time. The Wake Up Zone. Powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Getting you ready for the AFC Championship game. 2:05 kickoff on Sunday with Titans radio coverage throughout the weekend. This guy always wore black when he was on the sidelines. He's from the NFL Network these days. Brian Billick, what's going on this morning?
Good morning.
Tell us about Roman as we get started here, and then we'll talk about the championship game.
Yeah, it's been fun to see how people have become more and more aware of this service. You know, guys over 40, you haven't been to the doctor in 2 years. It takes a month to get in to see a doctor nowadays. There's just too much going on. So you go to GetRoman.com, U.S. licensed physicians in the privacy of your own home online. Most importantly, you have access to pharmaceuticals that, you know, guys like me all need, you know, when you get in your 50s and 60s, and they're all guaranteed. So it's a great resource for you, whatever you're dealing with, whether it's cold sores, hair loss, ED, there's a number of things. You have access to U.S. licensed physician in the privacy of your own home on GetRoman.com.
Brian, as a guy who's won a Super Bowl this way, how much do you appreciate the way the Titans have won these playoff games, running the football, getting great work out of the defense, you know, big stops and turnovers and all those things?
Oh, it's great fun. I mean, and it's kind of interesting when you look at three of the four teams in the championship games, which I always did to kind of say, okay, what does this tell us about where the league is going, where we are as a league? Three of the four are run-based offenses, really, or at the very least, look to have bounce. Certainly Kansas City is a fast break up and down the field. But to see the old-school, big, physical, I mean, how impressive was Derrick Henry these last 3 weeks, really? I never thought I would see a team run on and handle that Raven defense the way Tennessee did.
On the flip side, what's the hardest part to defend about all the things that Kansas City can do with its offense?
Well, it's just so multiple. I mean, there's so many. You know, it's simple. One, you can't play zone. You really can't. You know, unless you can really get home with a four-man rush and as good as Tennessee is, Pat Mahomes is just too good. So just do the math. You got five guys. They've got five receivers. You got seven DBs to deal with them. So you better double Kelce. You better double Tariq Hill because you don't have anybody on your team that can go one-on-one with those guys that they're not going to. And then you got to go on one-on-one with Watkins and the other guys and hope that you can hold up.
It's a lot to ask. Brian Billick is our guest from the NFL Network.
Well, Brian, being a quarterback guy, an offensive guy, what do you think of Tannehill's play, not in the playoffs just so, but also in the regular season? Has your perception changed of him based off what he was in Miami?
Oh, absolutely. He's been spectacular. And had he played all year long, probably would be knee-deep in the MVP discussion. Mm. What's impressed me the most is his deep ball. He throws as good a deep ball. I did a segment on him on my show Playbook that I do throughout the week for NFL Network, and his deep ball is as good as anybody I've seen in a long time. I mean, it's just unbelievably precise, the timing, the trajectory. You know, deep ball is not a matter of arm strength. It's a function of timing and placement, and his is spectacular. The ability to have, because you know, Kansas City is going to have to empty the secondary and build the box to stop the run. There's no way. When you saw what Derrick Henry did against New England and Baltimore, one of the top two or three defenses in the league. I mean, they basically had to take their safety out of, or their goalie out of net and drop that ninth and 10th and 11th guy down into the box. And Tennessee was still able to run. Kansas City's going to have to empty that secondary, add a plus one defense, which is going to give Tennessee one-on-one matchups on the outside. And AJ Brown and Ryan Tannehill are going to have to show up big.
Man, in the modern era, and you kind of mentioned it, you know, kind of throwing around the yard a little bit has always been fun here recently, the last couple of years. But why do you think in the playoffs, the teams that are with the physical run dominant, really solid defenses do well in the playoffs? And do you think that will ever change?
You know, it's always important to run the ball. I think part of it is the league has gotten so spread out. It used to be, on defense, you'd be 60% base, 40% nickel. Mm-hmm. Then it flopped. You know, when I was leaving the league, it seemed to flop. It was about 40%, 60% nickel. I've had defensive coordinators tell me as recently as this week, they've done their year-end analysis, they're in base defense less than 15% of the time.
Wow.
So the game, you know, has gotten spread out. The size of the defenses have gotten smaller to to keep up with the spread offenses and throwing the ball down the field, which means they're smaller, which means the teams would say, you know what, we're going to get bigger. We're going to get more physical. And we're going to use that to our advantage. And the fact that you've got, in particular, in Tennessee and San Francisco, Green Bay to a lesser degree, but their commitment to the run equally has been impressive. But the two teams like San Francisco and Tennessee clearly are going, we're going to take advantage of these undersized defenses.
We're speaking, of course, to Super Bowl winning coach Brian Billick, one of our favorite guests. And coach, I got to ask you, do past playoff failures at all factor into this on the Chiefs side?
Not really, because not everybody there was a part of that. I know Andy carries it around in terms of not being able to get to the next level. He's done a brilliant job in both Philadelphia and Kansas City, and he's going to hear that until he can win it all. And certainly there's that chatter around it. I don't think it matters until it does. And by that I mean it's a little like Green Bay and San Francisco and the big win that San Francisco had during the regular season. Is that a factor? No, until Green Bay gets in the game and all of a sudden some bad things happen. And San Francisco early has some successes or some turnovers. Or now it's human nature for that Green Bay team to go, ooh, boy, are we in trouble? Is this going to be like the last time we played when the 49ers blew them out in Week 12? Well, for Kansas City, no, it's not a factor until maybe you get into the game and a couple bad things happen. Maybe Tennessee has the kind of start that they had against Baltimore. And now maybe in the back of their minds, they're kind of going, ooh, boy. You know, now that stuff maybe becomes real, but for the most part, I don't think players really give it a lot of thought.
How much can you appreciate the year that Arthur Smith has had at offensive coordinator? You were a terrific offensive coordinator, presided over one of the best regular seasons of all time with the Vikings, among other things. But, you know, the rough start, the changing quarterback, and it just seems like he's getting more and more notice as this offense, becomes one of the best in the league.
Yeah, impressive. Old school, and the fact that they're committed to it, and they stay true to their character throughout. And that's hard to do, because believe me, I know, winning with good defense and a good running game, those are tighter margins, and they're tighter orchestrated games compared to what Kansas City's doing that it can blow it open at any given time. And so you have to be very disciplined, you have to be very true to your personality, and you've got to give them credit for having done that.
How much can you appreciate, too, about the way Mike Vrabel in year two continues to grow into the job?
No question about it. You can really sense that he's developed that broader sense of the game and understands the ebb and the flows and the critical times when he can truly impact the game, and made the tough decision, which is really until you make that first really tough decision as a head coach that now has consequences, to make the tough decision, and it had to be a tough decision, to go with Ryan Tannehill versus Marcus Mariota. After it to turn out the way it did, you can just see the confidence that he has in doing what he's doing.
They always say with coaches, they hang on to losses more than they do wins. When you're driving around, just time to yourself, do you think more about the Super Bowl win, or do you think about stuff like not winning the Super Bowl in 98 when you guys went 15-1?
You know what? I think that is very, very true when you're in it, which is unfortunate because that's what you tend to focus on or dwell on. Now, when you're out of it, then you're old like me and you kind of look back. I don't know that I dwell on the bad things. Yeah, they come up every now and then, particularly if I'm doing a radio show in Minnesota or I'm in Minnesota and people want to talk about that 98 game. It's like, oh, well, great. Thank you. I'm just now sleeping through the night. I appreciate you bringing that up again. But you have a bigger perspective of it, I think, the longer you are away from it.
Hey, Brian, thanks a lot for the time. Great perspective this morning.
Appreciate it, Coach.
Sounds great.
Okay. It's Brian Billick from the NFL Network, brought to you by Roman. Get roman.com/coach for your free first visit.
Was that quite that didn't equal my Dan Fouts moment, did it?
You know what? I was waiting for that train to come off the track, but Coach Billick just hung in there, man, and made it happen.
Diplomatically?
I thought you did well, Mark.
Mark, you know what? I'm really proud of you, the way you've adapted. Really? You're learning.
You're growing.
You're growing, yes.
It is true that an old dog can learn new tricks.
when we come up.
You're even going to go see the people today and deliver a prize.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're
looking forward to
you're
it.
You're growing so much, and we're so impressed with you.
Yeah, because I'm not a people person at all.
The growth of Mark on this show is one.
Oh, by the way, the cameraman today said, "What was up with Mark today? He's really nice. He wasn't like that back in the day." He literally said that. That is that is no joke. He literally said that.
I thought you were going to say that Mark.
The
Mark
war's
is
over,
up,
man.
Today.
I mean, that just happened. Man,
wow! I gotta
Dad,
I gotta go to the hospital. My kidneys are. I got blood in my kidneys.
He complimented you for being very nice.
That was a backhanded compliment. The ultimate backhanded compliment.
All right, when we come back, our Titans keys of the game. Get ready. More Wake Up Zone powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors after this.